Welcome to the AOT podcast with Takun, Wakashi, and Dr. Proctor. In this bonus episode, we discuss worst anime of the 2010s, including our favorite anime movies. And if you found this, congratulations, because it's only on the site. Here we go. Worst anime, Oremo season 2 specifically, one of the worst things ever. Okay, so it was about this guy who had a masochist problem, and he joined this club, and this girl's solution was to beat it out of him, which that's not how that works. That was a really bad harem that I watched. Also, Studio Zebik, by the way. Hidano Aria.
Oh, yeah, man.
Barf on that show. I've never finished it. Good lord, I hated the first episode.
All these shows I listed in worst anime are shows I finished. So there's probably shows that are worse than these that I watched but didn't finish. But these are the ones I finished. And my other one was Nisei Monogatari. It was like the biggest disappointment of the decade for me.
Yeah, good lord.
Next to Darling in the Franxx, just because of the staff that were working on it. Dragon Crisis was... like, I consciously knew that it wasn't a great show, but I was still entertained. But then the ending was like, F you for watching this show. It was so bad. It was the most unfulfilling ending I've seen in an anime. Like, the show was average, but the ending made it awful.
You said Dragon Crisis?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we can't forget everything after Higurashi sucked. Well, after the second season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I really fell off that show.
But yeah, those were my worst anime
okay.
of the decade.
I only had one, and we already talked about Darling in the Franxx. So.
I've got three and an honorable mention. The honorable mention is Handshakers, because having only watched like part of an episode, it looks like the most horrendous thing. But I haven't seen enough to really definitively say that. My three worst for the decade, Wizard Barristers.
Oh my gosh, that's so much potential, dude.
Yeah, the premise is cool, as it's like, people have magic. Regular laws don't apply to magic users, so we have a separate court system, and it's basically wizard law and order. Except it's not, because it's like a 17-year-old girl who's a super genius, even though she's a total moron and never acts like a genius. The writing just kind of vortexes around to make everything she says end up being right.
What is it again?
Wizard Barristers.
Oh, right. Okay.
I think it's the same director, right? And character designer as Kite?
Yes, or at least character designs. Yasumi Ometsu, who did like Kite, Mezzo Forte, and then Kokoku recently. But the first episode's all right-ish, and there's like one other episode fairly early on that's pretty decent, where it focuses on like one of the other characters as opposed to the main girl. But like, as you watch the show, you can see the animation budget is falling apart.
I think by the second episode, I knew this show was not going to end well, and I dropped it.
Oh yeah. There's a great scene where they're in Boston and there's signs for Hollywood and San Ventura or whatever on the highway, because they clearly just took a static thing from California, I guess. but the piece de resistance for it is the entire second to last episode is so hastily and shoddily thrown together. It's like that final bit of Grimgar in the TV release initially, except for an entire episode, including the entire climax of the plot, being done almost exclusively in stills of like characters drawn in the distance, so you don't even have to draw their mouths moving. It's the most shockingly embarrassing thing I've ever seen. That's my number three. Number two is Irresponsible Galaxy Tyler, which is a sort of sequel to Irresponsible Captain Tyler, which I love, except all the episodes are like 3 minutes long, full of dumb, pointless jokes, and like literally both me and my roommate watched the first episode multiple times, trying to make sure we didn't just blink and miss like 5 minutes of stuff happening, as literally as people go into a thing and then it's just like explosion, they're outside of it. Boy, I guess we solved all the problems. It's like, well, I don't... So this one to me is more just personally an affront, considering I love Irresponsible Captain Tyler, and then like 25 years later, out of nowhere, they make a sequel that just spits in its face and has nothing to do with it. Yeah, it's like, why does this exist?
Took 25 years for you to make garbage.
Yeah, it's just I can't fathom why it was ever made. But my worst thing, quite possibly, what it's one of the contenders for worst anime I've ever seen is Pupa. just disturbing, disgusting in all the wrong ways. If you take all the episodes and condense them together, it's 35 minutes of just misery. I've watched bad anime with me and my friends would watch bad anime, and sometimes we'd be like angry and screaming at the TV or begging for it to end. Pupa, we just sat there just incapable of saying words, blankly staring at the screen, wondering what we'd done with our lives to get to this point where we were watching it. It's unbearably bad. It's just not pleasant. If you've ever wanted to have like 3 minutes straight of your female voice actress repeating the words "my brother's meat" as she eats him, that's your show. It's there for you. But yeah, those are my three with the honorable mention of Handshakers.
Should I feel bad that I haven't heard of these, really?
Oh, I mean, if you're avoiding any of those, you've walked a better path in life. I do too much of this to myself for other people's amusement.
Don't lose your way.
Yeah. Kill a Kill, save me. I guess the one other quick thing I can go through is movies I like, because I kept those kind of separate. So I guess my five movies without really explaining much. The Night of Short Walk-On Girl would be my fifth. Gundam Thunderbolt December Sky, I really love that.
Oh yeah, I love all of that stuff, yeah.
Tale of Princess Kaguya was super gorgeous and surprisingly moving.
I still need to see that.
It's beautiful. I was pissed off I had to miss the Ghibli Fest release recently because I would have killed to see that in the theater.
I forgot about that.
Your Name is my number two.
Nice.
It's great. It's really good. It's really fun. My number one was Wolf Children because it's super sweet and adorable. And boy, oh boy, watching little wolf kids run around and grow up is moving. Yeah, there are a lot of good movies, too. There are a lot of weird cuts to take off that list. It's like, oh, there's so many good movies. Like Disappearance of Haruhi Suzumiya, which is just so good.
Yeah, like, that was the moment when I realized, okay, I know why people are fans of this series now. Because of this movie. I mean, I liked the first season, and the second season was like,
Second season is Endless Eight.
It was Endless Eight, and then when they finally cut away from that, it was just Haruhi being the worst person. And I was like, I wanted to punch her too. Like, consciously, I wouldn't, not because it's wrong on a moral level, but because she would probably just blow up the entire universe.
But I went into Disappearance with still fairly solid expectations, even after the second season of Haruhi, and it just blew them out of the water.
Yeah, it's like, wow. So good. It's like, wow, the best part of this series is where the main character is not in it majority of the time.
When she does, she's got the long hair, too. Oh, that ponytail action right there.
That was one of his things. He's like, oh, ponytails.
Yeah.
In terms of movies, sort of Stranger came out before 2010, I think.
It's on the borderline. That's a great one, though.
Ah, dang. I did really enjoy the K-On! Movie. It's more or less like a retelling of Season 2. Like, at least it ends the same way as Season 2 ends. Walk-On Girl, yeah, that was really good. Lou over the Wall,
yeah.
Super good,
that's
yeah.
That's a fun one.
Like, that year was the year of Masaki Iwasa for me.
Yeah, great year for him.
Walk-On Girl, then Lou Over the Wall, and then Devil Man Crybaby came out. Yeah, that's...
Mirai was really good. I like that one a lot, too.
Mirai... Oh, that's the
Hosoda one.
Oh, Hosoda, yeah. I haven't seen that one yet. I still need to see that.
All yeah, right. I kind of kept it off my list because I had Wolf Children on there. But Mirai's really good.
Alright, well, I didn't have any movies until now where I felt the need to follow the crowd, so I really liked Makia.
Oh my gosh, how did I forget?
I freaking bought it. Watched that. Yeah, it's super good.
I got like that limited edition because the box art had art from the person who did Bravely Default. Mm-hmm. Like that art designer, yeah.
I'm not even familiar with that one, so...
That was really good. Very, very, very moving. I also liked Penguin Highway.
Oh, yeah. You saw that? Yeah, that movie's weird. Yeah, I liked it, though.
Yeah, it's pretty trippy, honestly.
That kid is something else.
Yeah. He's a much better Sheldon Cooper, I feel. But yeah, that was really, really fun to watch. Very far out kind of movie.
Oh, obviously Promare. That deserves an honorable mention for movies.
I never got a chance to see it.
Dang.
Same here. I had to work both times.
I know some people who made it their anime of the year. Like, it was good. But even among, like, trigger things, I wouldn't put it in my top trigger anime. But it was really good. Also really liked Konosuba. Like, that movie was probably my favorite movie of the year.
Oh, I should talk about that, too, yeah.
Like,
I love that movie.
It did everything right. Cringy humor, even the action scenes were ridiculous.
It was everything everyone in the audience wanted, honestly.
Some girl was, like, squealing in the back when Kazuma, he got held captive, basically, by those orcs.
Oh, God.
Because they were stripping him. And, like, I just heard this girl in the back screaming. Oh, man. Yeah, that movie was hilarious.
So funny, dude.
Yeah, other than that, I have literally nothing else to say, anime-wise, so... Want to talk about Star Wars?
If you come to Anime Crossroads, or Colossal Con, maybe, I'll be doing panels. Now.
I need to go to Colossal Con eventually. It's just that it's so close to ASIN, and I can't skip ASIN. That's not even, like,
I had a few years where I had some bad experiences at ASIN, so I kind of stopped doing that. So that's the one that's, expendable for me, so...
Well, my first experience at ASIN was almost a disaster, because my friends decided to room with some random people. Mm-hmm. And I think on the second or third day, I almost ended up being handcuffed by this woman, like, 3 times my size.
Oh.
So that was...
Oh, that's not great.
So that was a thing, and luckily nothing happened. I got out of there and went to my... Like, I had to walk a mile and a half at 6 a.m. to my anime club's room, because they apparently had a hotel, off in the distance. So I went over there, I'm like, hey guys, I need a place to stay, because, reasons.
Staying with crazy people.
Yeah.
The second year I went to ASIN was the wine con where their reg system got hacked down on the morning, and so I got to wait in line for 10 hours to get my badge on Friday.
That's worse than any Otakon I've ever heard, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, the one time I've been to Otakon, it was definitely LineCon, but I was waiting in line for things that I was going to see, and it was all super great. Because that was the year that Team Revolution was at Otakon, and Yoko Kanno performed there as well, so it was just like...
I went that year, but I didn't know how the ticket thing worked for Yoko Kanno, because it was really limited.
We had to wait in line on the very first day to get the Yoko Kanno tickets, and then we had to wait in line on the day of the Yoko Kanno thing to get better seat placing. So it was just like hours, and they was waiting outside for Team Revolution for multiple hours too. It was like, you know what, these are all worth it though, because we're waiting for something other than just our ability to be in the con.
Yeah, I was super pissed that I missed out on that. Like, they had those screening, like, the alternate way to watch it. I was like, nope. I'm too pissed.
It was great. And I always forget her name, but the opening act for Yoko Kanno, just the Boku Rano opening, Kami-sama Dolls, was like...
Uninstall?
Yeah, I'm looking at her name, the singer's name. And she was, like, the lead singer for Seesaw, which is an old Yuki Kajiura group.
She was in.
They did, like, the ending song for Dot Hack Slide.
Oh, yeah, I love that ending, too, yeah.
Yeah, Yasashi Yoake or whatever. yes, very much. But yeah, no, she opened for Yoko Kanno and just knocked it out of the park, too, so it was just like...
I didn't know she was there.
Yeah, I knew they had a singer, and she started singing and basically did Uninstall. I'm just like, oh, dear God, yes, and then did the Kami-sama Dolls opening, which I'm super fond of.
I like that, I don't watch wrestling, but that one commentator, like, having the orgasm. It's like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all, oh. And then,
yeah. It was just step by step, like, this is too good. And then Yoko Kanno performed, just like, oh, this is the greatest day of my life.
Yeah. I think my favorite performance at a con, it has to be a toss-up between seeing Fauna, because I was like, man, that would be awesome if Fauna came, and then they did that following year. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Because they did the Dragon Maid opening.
Okay.
Then the next year... The singer for Laid Back Camp's opening was there, and there was a singer who did one of the endings for Slime Anime. But then these two singers, they did a duet of Revolutionary Girl Utena's OP.
Oh, no!
And I was like, it just came out of nowhere. I'm like, wait a second, what? This is some 90s jams happening right now. What?
I think all anime concerts with people who are capable of doing it should end on somebody doing the Revolutionary Hero Lieutenant opening. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, I was surprised. Not complaining.
I'll have to go to one when I'm going to my second ASIN.
Yeah, you're going to ASIN, yeah. That's like my favorite con, actually, just because of the people I know there, and like usually the guests have been consistently up my alley, so...
I mean, I loved the Adult Swim panel that they did my first year. It was just so nostalgic, and just talking to people who are my age who also grew up with it. It's just, yeah, it's such a good experience.
Yeah, I got to meet, I think it was this year, I got to meet Mitsuo Iso. You know, he did Dino Coil and worked on a lot of animation.
Oh, yeah, that's right, he was there.
He worked on a lot of animation for Evangelion and Gundam 0080.
Underrated gem, Dino Coil.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's one of my favorite anime, for sure.
That's so good.
But yeah, guys, back to plugs. Have you plugged everything, guys?
Yeah, I ain't got much to plug, so...
Yeah, we have a Facebook page. We have 100 followers, so yeah.
Yay. We obviously value you.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, I can make it more active. You know, I just...
Yeah. I mean, I could do stuff, too.
Well, you have an anime club, and... Yeah. I mean, you're already anime up, priority-wise. All I have to do is... post a few things.
Yeah. Once I graduate, hopefully I'll have more time.
You could do full-time anime.